I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of witty banter. That's me, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little more grace, a lot more resilience, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important: building self-regulation and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes. You know that feeling when you're bombarded with stress, anxiety, or frustration, and it just feels impossible to keep a cool head? Yeah, I've been there. It's a common struggle, but guess what? We can absolutely learn to take the reins and become masters of our own emotional landscape. Think about it like this. Self-regulation is like having an inner thermostat. It's the ability to control your reactions, stay calm under pressure, and respond thoughtfully instead of just reacting impulsively. Emotional intelligence is all about understanding your emotions, recognizing them in others, and using that knowledge to build stronger relationships and make better decisions. It's a superpower, people. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-regulation game. 1. Recognize your triggers. Pay attention to what sets you off. Is it certain people, situations, or even thoughts? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. It's like knowing which buttons to avoid pushing. 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditating monk, though that's cool if you are. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and actually experiencing life instead of just going through the motions. 3. Master your breathing. When stress hits, your breath becomes shallow and rapid. By consciously slowing down your breath, you can calm your nervous system and regain control. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. It's like giving your body a mini reset button. 4. Develop coping mechanisms. We all have different ways of dealing with stress. Some people exercise, others journal, some bake cookies, no judgment here. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, learn from them and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just dropped a major bomb, a last-minute deadline, a critical presentation gone wrong, or maybe even a surprise office reorganization. Your heart starts racing, your palms are sweating, and that familiar feeling of overwhelm washes over you. Now here's where self-regulation and emotional intelligence come into play. Instead of spiraling into a panic attack, take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings. Okay, I feel stressed right now. Remind yourself that you can handle this, you've faced challenges before. And then focus on finding solutions. Maybe it's breaking down the task into smaller steps, reaching out to a colleague for support, or taking a quick walk to clear your head. T. You're in control, even when things get hectic. The bottom line is this. Self-regulation and emotional intelligence are essential skills for navigating life with grace and resilience. They empower you to respond to challenges thoughtfully, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those mindful breaths, identify your triggers, and embrace the power of self-awareness. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What are some of your go-to strategies for staying calm under pressure? What tips have helped you develop your emotional intelligence? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, remember to stay stoic, stay strong, and always strive for inner peace. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.